Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why I hunt? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
I gotta grind, won't stop, hustle, won't quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't, bet all I gotta do is go. Go, hit, hit, stay up by my business. Fall till I fall,
say what?
Drop until I finish. I hit, go, go, hit, hit. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm living, yeah, yeah, yeah. Every day above ground, all I wanna do is ball. Put my money over bitches, put my hustle over all. Louis down to the draw, Louis turn key. Got a mad hat, a swagger bitch, a stupid dumb stick. With a group of young bitches and they stupid dumb stick. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, superficial, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object. Hot shit, bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, bust and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the long as you dream back. Get your dream, bitch, in your dream house. On lean passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole team high. Gone boy, get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-T-I-D.
Grind won't stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do it, go.
I real life, but late night, get shit fake. When I take flight, I get paid. No sick days, my outfit on switchblade. Don't sniff J, but I blow drunk. Bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, but don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, too thick, I'm icy, she Coco. She got another bitch, them other bitch, her ass fat face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no email, no photo. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow hit butts in slow-mo. Hey, purple label, polo, and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive to roll my gentleman in them new Margiela shoes. Man, we be cool and we jet pilot. Whole margarita molly and the strongest pack around. Bustin' shawty out in Maui. We menage for a hobby. We kick it how we kick it. Know you envy how I'm living. Shit, you can't resist it. Tipping, get the million back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-T-I-D.
Grind won't stop. Stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super bad bitch. Okay. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do it, go. Stay up by my bitch. Fall till I fall. Lost until I pay. Hey, shot here, go. Stay up by my bitch. Okay. I'm living just to kill a second million. Till she send me, now just go.
Yo, welcome to Global 14 Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx Online, which you also host Golden Fleece.
Yes, yes, another Wednesday. Man, these weeks be going by so fast, man. I'm telling you, Wednesday. The weeks be jetting by.
Man, Wednesday comes up way too fast. And, like, I'll be excited because I'm like, okay, it's close to Friday. You know, like I'm a kid in school. But at the same time, it comes up too quick. And I just like, oh, my God. Like, we just did the show and now it's time to do it again. But it's very exciting tonight. And I'm looking forward to the show tonight, actually, because of who's coming on. So excited. Before I get into that, G14 Radio is the station via the brand Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Features everything from news, exclusive music, blogs, fashion, latest politics, and whatnot. So also want to let you artists know how you can be featured on the radio station, you indie artists out there. Also mainstream artists. We had a couple of hits about, you know, some actual major recording artists coming on the show, and I thought that was pretty dope for them to reach out to internet radio. So that's what's up. You know, internet is the voice of the people. So shout out to those artists. We look forward to getting them on the show. I'm going to pass the mic to you, Golden, so you can let everybody know how they can be featured and get the music played as well.
Most definitely, man. You know, you can always hit us up on our social networks. We are on Twitter. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I'm The Glue, THAGLUE, on Twitter. Hit us up, befriend us, you know what I'm saying? Let's follow each other, hit us on the DMs, and just let us know what you want, you know what I'm saying? Give us a link to your music. We're going to listen to the music, both of us, and put it on one of our review shows. And before we do that, we will let you know it's going to be on the show, so you can hit your family up, hit your supporters up, let them know that it's going to be played and reviewed. Or hit us up on global14.com, of course. We always on there. Our Onyx is just Onyx on there, and I'm Golden Fleece on there. So you can hit us up on a private message, hit us up right on the wall, and let us know, yo, trying to get on the show, boom. We got people joining Global 14 that's been on the show, listening to the show, and now they join the 14. They're making new friends. They're making new people to listen to their music. Shout out Michael Wanamaker. He's on there now. He's getting people checking out his music big time.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's pretty dope, man. You got to, you know, interact with us and then hit Global up to promote your stuff. And we here. We on both those networks. So let's do it.
Let's go for real. Let's get it done. And also, you guys, just letting you know, tonight's special guest too, coming on, one in particular coming up shortly here, LaShante Heckard. If you don't know who that is, then you just don't even need to be tuning in right now. Like, what's good? Actually, you do need to be tuned in and get familiar. She also she's very well known, started Video Vixen, now actress, been a model, been on the scene for a while, and you can catch her on The Game actually playing the character Jazz. So excited to have her on tonight. Fellow Texas native, so yes. And
Nah, LaShante is real dope. Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, amazingly beautiful, strikingly beautiful. So it's dope to have her on the show, seeing her from videos all the way to sitcoms now. So excited to ask her about that transition, and I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing more stuff from her because it seems like her personality is awesome, funny girl. So looks like she's going to be doing her thing for a while.
Right. And also tonight we have Essence, who's actually the CEO of Royal Hair Entertainment, which is an international and marketing company. Met him out there in Nashville at the Southern Entertainment Awards, so that was pretty dope. He was on the panel really giving that knowledge, and he has a lot to bring to the table. So all you artists that's listening right now and that continue to tune in and check in with us on Wednesdays, definitely hang tight as well, because he's also on the show tonight, and I know that he can provide some great insights and services that you probably can use to better your plans and to get the movement really going. So I just want to go ahead and play a track tonight. I actually asked what LaShante might, you know, couple of her favorite joints, because I know that she doesn't have a single out, and normally we'll play the single. And I'm so excited because the song that she said that I could play is one of my favorite joints, and you already know I'm not going to get too crazy. Young Jeezy, I'm not going to, you know, scream and do nothing. R.I.P. Coming up next, LaShante Heckard on the cut.
Yeah. What's up? That's what I'm saying, though. We got her, so we go to the club, nigga.
Choo-choo! What's that on that beat?
Oh. R.I.P. We just killed the club. Track patrol, not the bottle, almost killed
Rush
the club.
Rest in peace.
When I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here.
What's that on that beat? Oh.
R.I.P. We just killed the club. Track patrol, not the bottle, almost killed the stuff.
Kill
when I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here. I don't feel the love. Look, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P.
All right, be with from Mithazine. Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch lane, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sass. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Yo, already, you already know what that was. Young Jeezy, R.I.P., one of my favorite joints. And right now, one of my favorite actresses, up and coming, LaShante Heckert, is actually on the line with us right now.
Yay!
Welcome. Hi,
how
are you?
I'm good.
We are so happy to have you on the line. Golden Fleece also on the line, the other host.
Oh, man, amazing to have Tay Hackett. How you doing, sweetheart? Amazing to have you on the line. Congratulations on all your success. No doubt. Just
thank
watched
you,
you last
you.
Night in that scene where, what's her name? Old girl start rapping to y'all and y'all needed the $12
Lord.
Back. I was cracking up. Tried to kick that little
writers,
verse. She was like, I need
the
that
writers
back.
Actually were good. The writers are really good for that.
Oh, that's
so.
Crazy. We is laughing.
No doubt. We definitely thank you for taking time out of your Wednesday evening to chat with us. Know you're very busy. We follow the Instagram and Twitter. We know what it is. You work. And the line is crazy right now. Everybody's tuned in and showing love. You did a
Yay.
Couple of and yeah, they are. They're going crazy. And I have
they
to tell
you
before
they love
to they're crazy about LaShante. And I have to tell you, I'm from Killeen, Texas. So
are
your name?
You?
Yes, I am. I went to Ellison, though, and I know you went to Killeen, right?
Yes, I went to Killeen for a year, yeah.
Yes. So I have several people, you know, since they all crazy, hitting me up crazy. Tell her we proud of her. Congratulations. Everybody came
aww.
To the stories. Yes, so it was really dope talking about you braided hair and all kind of stuff. They just so excited.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes, I did everything. Jack of all trades. I even bartended at City Lights. What's up with that?
What?
Yes.
The light. Why is it still there though and going strong?
it's
still
I mean,
up and
know,
running.
This place is awesome. I always go when I'm in town. Always go.
Oh my goodness, they're gonna go crazy when I tell them that you stay going. They're gonna be in there watching the
right.
Twitter and everything. Well, I definitely want to get started and ask you a couple questions as well as Golden. And what I want to do, I know that you speak a lot about where you're from, which is South Korea, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Being abandoned by your mother, later raised by your father, grandmother. And mm-hmm. I kind of want to just ask questions that haven't been asked before, you know. And
okay.
I want to ask you, I know that you went to Germany and got into theater, but how did you come to even discover the arts while over there?
You know what, at the time I was an only child, and so, you know, I had to do things that kind of amused myself, really. So, you know how you used to be a kid, and you was like, you know, I'm going to get interviewed by Oprah, so you be in the mirror, pretending she asking me questions, and I used to be answering it with all my attitude, and neck just swinging, and then I used to read my favorite books aloud, and I used to record it using different
wow.
voices just to, you know, again, by yourself, trying to amuse yourself, just doing things. I had have a really big imagination, and I just do crazy things. So when I went to Germany and I got into theater, it was like putting everything that I do in my bedroom or in the bathroom just out there. So that's really how I got into it. And then I was like a really big class clown, which, you know, I consider myself a comedic actress. So I was class clown, always clowning, always getting in trouble, like always mimicking people, always, you know, just messing with people. And it was a way actually to communicate with people. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't about being pretty, because I definitely wasn't about that, because that's what people expect me to be. I had to do something different to get their attention. Like, yo, don't focus on this, focus
right.
on that. Like, so that's really how everything came to be.
Wow, that is so interesting. I'm so glad that we asked that question. I also know, of course, that you were in the Air Force. Army Reserves. So what would that be? National Guard? Is that what it's considered?
Well, no. It's Army Reserve. Army Reserve, National
okay.
Guard is different. I graduated high school early, and I had time in between, I want to say, like 10 months before
mm-hmm.
I started my orientation at Stephen F. Austin State University. Go Lumberjack. And I was like, I needed something to do. And
mm-hmm.
I just joined the reserves at that time, picked a short school or whatever, went and did that, came back, went to school. And then I was activated for about 4 or 5 years when the 9/11 happened. So,
right.
you know, like half of it was reserves and half of it was active Army.
Active duty. So I wanted to
mm-hmm.
ask you that you brought that up. That was definitely a troubling time. I remember being in school and, you know, seeing the towers and everything fall. How did
mm-hmm.
what got you through the days overseas, especially being activated during that time, not even being active duty, going from reserves to war?
Yeah, well, the crazy thing was at that time, my unit, we were responsible, because I got stationed in Fort Hood, Texas, and
mm-hmm.
We were responsible for sending soldiers over there. And that
okay.
was like the sad part of it. You know, we didn't deploy,
mm-hmm.
but all the we were responsible for all the like the National Guards, the reservists that were being activated, and the different units that were coming up. And we were basically the one making sure their paperwork was ready, their, you know, like their will and medical
mm-hmm.
for their family and everything before sending them off. So if anything, it was more sad, and, you know, like you try not
mm-hmm.
to think about it. That's, you know, it's part of duty, but I was more
right.
sad than anything.
Right, right. So then I read during that time is when you actually were approached to do the videos, and you talked about Brandy being the first video.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I wanted to, and you said that the way that you continued to get these video castings was by networking. And I wanted to ask you about that. If you could explain to our audience kind of what it means to network while on set of these videos.
Well, when I first, I was actually on leave on vacation in L.A. when I was approached to do the video. And, you know, I had no knowledge. I didn't want to do anything like that. I didn't want to model
mm-hmm.
or, like, that was definitely not my forte. But, you know, the casting director actually insisted. And I went, and I'm a very curious person, and I have no problem talking to anybody or,
mm-hmm.
you know, initiating any type of conversation. If I have a question, if I want to learn, like, whoever, young or old, like, I have no problem asking and ready and willing to learn. And
mm-hmm.
since that was my first time ever being around anything like that, I was talking to everybody, whether you were the stylist, the makeup artist, whether you were
right.
The assistant director, whether you were just the person that was at the craft services. Like, I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to know what everything was. And I'm a clown, so I'm clowning with everybody or whatever, making people laugh. And then the next time they just have my information and they just like my personality. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to sell your look. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you got it. But it's so much more when people want to work with you, when they want to be around you, and they see your heart is genuine. You know, you're not out here trying to, I wouldn't say maybe negative intentions or, you know, false
mm-hmm,
motives.
Mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm,
just there
absolutely.
To be there. I liked what I was doing, and it was cool at the moment. As long as I knew it wasn't like a lifestyle or a career. It was just,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, that's what's up, but let me go back to my Army life, you know, after it was done, for a couple of days.
Wow.
So.
Okay. And I want to say, you definitely, of course, the personality does shine through, especially through the Instagram. The hashtags are hilarious. They be killing me. Like, I just started following you. I'm a little late, but I have been following you on Twitter, so I can see you through there. And it's just incredible and amazing. So I definitely can see how people will gravitate towards you, not only the beauty, but, you know, the personality. You're welcome. So, with that being said, then, when it comes to such as your recent role, Jazz in the Game, BET is now the Game. Did that come about through the networking and audition? What was that kind of like to land that role?
It was actually my first audition I ever landed in.
Wow.
In LA, yeah, and I auditioned for the creator of the show, Mara Q. And, you know, her husband, Salim, is the director of it. And she just really liked my personality, you know what I'm saying? And she felt like my comedic timing was awesome. And, you know, I'm a very facial person. Like, I react with my face first to a lot of things. So for my response to make people laugh. Like, you can look at me in my face and know exactly what I'm saying before I say anything. So that comes naturally. So she thought I was really funny. And ever since then, they wanted to... My first role actually was a total different character.
Wow.
Yeah, her name was Tanya. But they wanted to bring me back, but they had a different writer for it. So they had to change the name and then develop my character for me. So, yeah, it is. And then it was continuous. You know, people liked the character. At the time, they didn't have anybody that was exactly as ratchet. You know, they had the ghetto, you know, Tasha, played by Wendy.
Right.
Raquel Robinson, shout out to her. But she was, like, proud and on the other side of ratchet. Like, things that you shouldn't be proud of, she
right.
was proud of. That's all she knew. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That was cool. It was cool.
That is so dope. I really like the fact that they rewrote the script just to kind of bring you back and keep you on board. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That speaks volumes. And so, also, you know, your fashion choice is pretty dope, and everyone is blowing me up as well. Just, I'm like, call in and talk to it, but they're blowing me up right now and just complimenting your fashion. And you, I saw you speak on a video about how you do thrift shopping, and so I want to know if we can see a clothing line coming in the near future, in the late future.
I have been working on clothes forever. I've been thrift shopping since I was 12, and just remixing a lot of stuff. And you know, I know exactly what. The thing is, I can't really compete with other people, like, clothes-wise. You have to work with what best looks for you and rock with it, you know. And I'm grateful that I'm able to pull a lot of looks. But honestly, I dress how I feel. If I feel like just being super casual, super lazy, then that's what it is. Thank God it turns out to be looking awesome. I have been working on, like, sketching for about 4 years now. I actually partnered up with one of my best friends, Alori Swank. She's an awesome, awesome stylist. She actually just got off tour with Keisha Cole. And we're working on some street chic type things, very casual, things that you can wear with your J's or heels. And but it's sexy, but still cool. We're trying to bring that old school TLC back.
Yeah, and, I was going to say that 90s.
Yeah, like, we all about that. We all about patterns and I just going to be pretty awesome. I'm glad that I get to have a lot of vision and share that type of vision with, you know, somebody who dresses like me or even just think like me. So we got something in the works. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be pretty freaking awesome.
Man, that's crazy and incredible. And I was like, she got to be coming out with something, because you just, the minute you put up sweats and a turban, it's over. You shut it down. Today, Global Grind just posted what they like about you, 21 things, and it was all about your fashion and baby hairs and all kinds of stuff. So it was really dope.
And I just also, would like the public to know, I do not brush my baby hair down. Now, don't get it twisted. Back in the day, you know, I did get a little toothbrush with the Pro Style gel. Yes. But
not
now, you know, I'm a little grown up. It just grows that way, and I can't help it flows that way. But, you know, I just want to let everybody know, no, I don't use a little brush anymore. I did grow up. I let them do what they do.
All righty. That's dope. That's dope. So, also then, you, regardless, since we're speaking on hair and everything like that, you talk a lot about beauty and inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And your skin tone, your features not being why you're beautiful, and just what makes beauty and what makes a person beautiful. And I even read that you said that sometimes you'll wear your hair in a bun to kind of diminish the stereotype of having the long flowing hair, although you do have that, and it's beautiful. What defines beauty? And do you find that you're kind of like an inspiration to women in which you teach self-love? Do you have a passion for that?
Yeah, of course. You know, I constantly speak on authenticity. I speak on, you know, what your intentions in life are and just being who you are. I hate that the stereotypes now in the media, there's a certain type of beauty, you know, and I've always been against that. I never appreciated anyone that thought one was better than the other. You know, I've always, even my sister, you know, I made sure that you know, you're not above anyone. You're not above anyone and looks, color, hair, regardless of whatever you do. If you're positive and you're a good person, like, that's all that matters. Your intentions are good, you're genuine, you know, you try to do good, not saying you have to be perfect. And you don't talk down on people, you pick up your friends, your family, like mentally, spiritually, like that's all that matters. And I get it, you can be envious, but envy is the death of everything, you know. It's what's good for one is not good for another, you know what I'm saying? And it's not the best thing. It's not about what you see, because you don't know what that person's struggles are. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try not to. You will never hear me call myself a bad bitch. Like, that is definitely not my thing. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you what my skin tone is. At the end of the day, I'm a black woman. You can call me mixed, you can call me any of that, but I was raised in Louisiana. My daddy's black. If your daddy's black, you black. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I am a woman, period, and I just find beauty in all colors and all shapes, and you don't have to be a certain type of look. And when you brought up the hair in the bun, it's because so many young girls think that's what's attractive, that's what's going to attract men. And instead of, like, when I was talking about my clothes, is you wear what's best for your body. Just like your hair, you just may not be meant to have long hair, or you're not going to look how you think you should look with long hair. It's not, you got to find what's best for you, what brings you out, you know, what brings your confidence. It's not the things that you wear, it's how you wear them, by who you are. So.
Absolutely. So, and I commend you for that, and much respect, because your features are striking, and you're definitely on everybody's top 10, if not their number one, and let's just say what it is.
Because everybody's freak nasty. Everybody is nasty on social media. They do not care.
No, they don't have no type of concern, cut, nothing about
no,
it.
No, no clues at all.
None.
I get everything for free. I'm like the modern day Goldie the Mac. If I wanted to be, I could.
I bet. It's crazy. Well, a lot of the women are tweeting, and like I said, my phone is going crazy, just with people just saying this is awesome and just really being inspired. So I'm not going to throw too much of your business plan out there, but I can see a book in the future as well for self-love and for women everywhere, and you doing the seminars and speaking. So we look forward to that. I want to bring Golden on. I know that you don't have much time with us tonight, so he had a couple questions for you also. So,
cool beans.
Oh, man. No doubt. First of all, just wanted to say, like I said before, congratulations. And as a dude, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of women follow you, but a lot of men do too. I can remember the first time I saw you in a video, I was actually with a girl, and she was the one that said, wow. And I had to turn to the TV like, wow, about what? And she was talking about Tay's features. So just shout out to all you've been doing, and from graduating to the videos to being an actress. But I love your personality. I see it on the game. I see you knock down this character like the ratchet girl that everybody loves. But I see a lot of comedy in that. So I just can imagine that you might want to write your own stuff coming soon. Do you have any aspirations on getting behind the camera and directing something that has something to do with comedy?
You know what? I've been asked to come up with something like a, because, you know, my favorite, my dream, I say my dream would be to have a show like Martin, like Living Single, you know, the type of show you couldn't wait to get on from work or school and just kind of ease the day away with some good laughter, no matter how ridiculous it was. You know what I'm saying? It was never true to real life at the time, but all the antics was like, yes, like sometimes you want to act like this, or you want to feel like this, or you want to, it's good stuff. So I want to say about two years ago, I had like written the idea where for a sitcom, and as I get older, it seemed like it's something that I'm more into. I'm kind of picking up a little bit more behind the scenes, just how to do everything, how to write the right way and the way to represent.
Right.
And you know, I have some new people on my team who is like basically the brand, everything that I love to do, whether it's reading, whether it's writing, whether it's acting, whether it's fashion, whether it's beauty. Like, they really believe in me, so they kind of pulling all of my talent out. So I'm being,
that's dope,
just really aware of what could be cultivated in a good, I don't know, I don't want to say it's a talent, because there are some really, really talented people. That's like somebody saying, Chad, you should put a song out because you're so popular, like,
right.
It's a thing worth of nothing. Boy, they can just throw autotune in and then you can just go. I was like,
right.
You know, there's too many talented people. You know, you already got 9 singers out there now doing the shit, so they don't need an extra person.
right.
So,
but that's dope that they believe in you like that. And then they believe in you like that, and they see your talent. I mean, it definitely shines through. And, you know, I hear a lot of people. Jason Weaver was on here a couple months back, and we were talking about Netflix and Redbox and the opportunity that's given people that want to direct, and they have another avenue besides, you know, regular television or the big screen. So he was saying a lot of people that do have the talent should try it, because those avenues are giving people a chance. So I definitely could see you writing something that would have me laughing. So I just wanted to ask you that question, and it's dope to know that people are behind you. They're trying to pull that out of you. That's real dope.
It is. I'm blessed.
Yeah, no, you are. And I also saw that you I think you did have a T-shirt line. Did you have a shirt line? Beautiful.
Yeah, I put a design out. Yeah, beautiful. I'm doing some other stuff with that. That for that campaign.
Okay.
Because you know, for the longest in the past, I want to say 6 years, I do go to different schools. I do speak to young girls. I've went to colleges to speak about the stereotypes of women and just what's important, you know, like things that I would want to do in a nonprofit or anything like that. And that was really important to me about being beautiful. You know, my sister is brown skin, has short hair, is thicker than me, and she is absolutely gorgeous. And I've always made sure she knew that we come in all shades and all sizes and,
right.
and all, you know, all types. Like, it's not one type of beauty, and I just want to, like, crack that. You know, people see them like, oh, you're
right.
pretty, and I get it. I appreciate the compliment. There is not a day that goes by where I'm not like, wow, they think I'm beautiful or they think I'm dope. Like, I appreciate that. But when a person meets me or they can see me and my personality beyond my looks, that's when I'm
blessed. Right.
Because that's my whole purpose. Like, if you see me being silly, you see me being who you are on a normal basis, this is who I am. You know, that's important to me. So being you, being who you are and being true to yourself is what makes you beautiful. That's what's going to get people to come to you like a moth to a flame. Like, that's who I am, because I'm always laughing. I'm always enjoying life. I'm happy because I'm happy with myself. And don't get it twisted. It's not
yourself,
that,
right.
Yeah, it's not something that happens overnight. And you might not be happy with yourself, but the goal is to be happy with yourself by yourself first before you add anything.
Right. Else. True.
So that's what beautiful
that's
is
definitely
for,
true.
And stands for.
I hope all you young girls are listening. She's definitely dropping some knowledge about this, because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, kids click up in school. They tease other kids. The
mm-hmm.
bullying has been on the forefront for the last, I don't know how long. See? Wow. Tay got bullied.
Yeah.
What were they bullying you about?
Ooh, Lord, everything. Because I shopped at thrift stores, because I did wear glasses, and you know, my at the time, my belt matched my shoes. I don't know why people, what was the problem with that? Or, you know, me,
right.
and the crazy thing is, you know, my idol, my fashion beauty idol is Grace Jones. I think she is the most stunning person I've ever laid my eyes on. And I wanted to be her. I wanted to be her. So in school, like elementary, junior high, I used to gravitate towards women who were brown skin because I just thought their skin was so beautiful, and they used to shun me. Like, they didn't want to be my friend. And I never knew why, because, you know, at the time, I really thought I was dark skin or something. You know, I'm like, what you talking about?
Right.
You are who I am. And the crazy thing is, being raised in Louisiana, I have cousins who are charcoal black to damn near transparent. With red hair.
Right.
And so I didn't
right.
know color. We just knew black and white. That's all we knew. I didn't know anything about not liking
nothing
my
about
sister.
Shades and stuff
yes.
like that. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So I didn't know anything about it. So when people didn't want to be my friends because I was a certain skin tone or my hair was a certain way, you know, I didn't know anything about it, and it's an awful way to learn, actually.
No,
because it was a really difficult time.
Right. Well, this is the importance of you doing what you're doing now. You have somebody that's accomplished, and they see your beauty. They know you for, you know, what you're doing. This is very important. We're so glad to hear that you, of all people, are going to tell that story, and also let them know that, listen, all shapes, sizes, everybody's beautiful. We need to cut out all of that talking about each other and putting each other down, like you said earlier. You know what was funny? This kind of leads into my other question that I had, because you're a female actress, African-American descent. I remember one day I was watching Eva Pickford had a reality show out, and there was a girl on that reality show, Denise Lawton, I think her name
mm-hmm.
was. She used to play on the Browns and things like that. But she
mm-hmm.
was, they were saying that she had astigmatism because of attitude, and that a lot of people didn't want to work with her. And there was one episode where she was like, I can't even understand where this comes from. In Hollywood, or in that type of realm that you guys are in, when you're trying to become the actress that people want to book, is it hard? Do you guys have to step on a lot of eggshells and, you know, not say things that you want to say in order to stay in the good graces of, I guess, the town or the business? Is it that small?
It is small. It is small. But, you know, I ain't that type of broad that holds nothing. So I'd rather don't even put myself in a situation where I would have to be approached with something like that. I've never had a problem speaking my mind. I have never had no problem telling anyone that I will speak my mind. Maybe I'm not, I don't think I'm the type of person that holds this lifestyle in high value. So many other things are so important to me. Like, I could care less. And that has everything to do with whether it's weight, whether it's, hey, you cannot like this person and hang with this person. It's not, like, I don't care about any of that. Like, it doesn't, that's not important to me. If it was ever brought to me, I'm sure I would address it in my own little Texas way.
I hear that. I hear that. Now, that's real dope because, you know, talking to a lot of people, I remember being out in L.A. and I went to this party, talking to a lot of people. It seemed like it's just a small area, especially with African-Americans, where people always see each other.
Yeah.
They're either going to auditions of that nature. So I guess you're absolutely right. When you hold it in such high regard, that you're probably giving it too much light than you should, because I remember one guy saying that he's been trying to get roles over these people, and these are people we know, I'm not going to mention any names, but people we see now getting roles, and he's like, I'm just trying to cut through, but he thinks that, you know, certain times he has to calm his, I guess, personality down for people to get, you know, want to let him in. I guess he was the type of guy that was like, hey, I'm this, I'm that, check me out, you know, and he had to learn how to, let me tailor it down, because you don't want to be that guy out here that consistently goes to auditions but don't get any work. But it doesn't seem like you have a problem with that, and you speak your mind and do what you do.
Yeah, I do. I do.
That's real,
though. I believe in staying true to yourself, so.
Yeah, most definitely. And another thing I wanted to ask you about is your Korean side. Do you go back to South Korea often? Do you embrace any type of, you know, I guess in your culture of South Korea? Do you like to learn more about that?
I actually don't know anything about my Korean side. Like, I have people around me, or I know of people who have that descent, or who can even educate me a little bit more. They'll tell me about different foods, and it'll click a memory for me. But as for knowing anything particular, or because it was my first language, but I don't remember anything, because I went from there by the age of 5. I think I was only there for a couple of years. I was born there, but my dad was in the military, so we traveled, and then we ended up there for like 2 years, and I left there and came to Louisiana, where I started going to school. So I haven't been back since I left. I think at the time it was a very hostile place for me because of my niche. And I just, you know, I never even thought about it, actually, to go back.
Wow. So it's a lot of discrimination, kind of, because you were half black and half Korean. People looked at that pretty differently over there?
Yeah, they did. You know, the army babies, the half babies, or whatever the case may be. So.
Right. Well, we're going to get off that, man. I don't want to talk about nothing to bring any sadness into the interview.
No, it's
like,
cool.
You know, people are...
I mean, nobody
but
that, so it's cool.
Right, and I like to know that stuff because I always meet people that, you know, are mixed, and when they get older, it seems like they say, you know, I want to explore the other side of me that I really don't know about. Maybe I could take something from my culture there and add it into my life. So I just wanted to know, you know, did you attempt to even go back or, you know, do any of that stuff as well?
I have a lot of people around me, like, if they're half Korean, they still, do the Korean cultures, and you know, if I have any questions, they, you know, they answer with open arms. So if I wanted to know stuff and like different foods or different places to go or how to make something, because, you know, I cook, you know, Southern girls cook. I don't play. I'm all woman. Don't get it twisted.
Yo, brothers are falling in love as we listen to this interview. They are somewhere right now just rolling off their couch, going to some video that you was in, rewatching the game, cooking, loving yourself, teaching the young women. Man, you're going to have all types of roses sent to your door.
Awesome. I am blessed. So, you know, it's all about just being cool and happy, yo. Really. It's not about pleasing anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So once you're happy, it's like when Tay's happy, everybody's happy.
Right.
That's dope. Then people around you see it. Now, one question I got for myself, because this always bothered me. I know it didn't bother you, but it bothered me being a Tay
happy. Okay.
Guys would cast you in their videos, and you were the main feature girl. And I was like, yes, everybody needs to make her the main feature girl. But too many of them brothers used to kiss you, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I saw Neo do it. I was like, what are you doing, Neo? Don't kiss her. No. I understand, but I'm thinking they put that in the contract. Like, I want Tay and let her know that I was like, kiss her.
No, actually, Neo is a really good friend of mine. Like, that was my bro. So when the part called for, we was laughing, like, okay, y'all gonna tell us to, you know, cut or something? We would just crack up about it. It was nothing like that. You know,
And that was just me being a jealous fan in the background somewhere watching at home, like, damn it, Neo. But nah, I'm just kidding about that. But I used to love when they featured you, you know what I'm saying? When Ross featured you, I was always saying people need to do more of that in their videos, you know, instead of just having a bunch of random girls in the crowd just dancing around. But even the Nelly video with the grill, your personality shined in that video. You was just dancing with him, coming out, you got the grill showing, you breaking it down, and everybody's like, yo, that girl, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could go get a drink with her, kick it with her, like, that just shined before even we heard you speak on these roles. So just kudos to you, man. I know you don't got a lot of time.
Thank you.
I'm happy as hell you came on this show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you for showing up, and much continued success in your endeavors, everything that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Before you head out, is there anything else that you want to share? You gave a lot of wisdom, a lot of advice and encouraging words and kind words as well. Is there anything else that you want to share that you think that your fans should know, because they are tuned in and locked in and tweeting?
I got some stuff in works, you know. Just some other good positive things. Y'all know how I do. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. Enjoy my laughter. Laugh with me. You know, be silly with me. You know, life is daily.
Look, you already got a tweet saying that, you know, oh, you guys are right, because I've been trying to get in touch with my other side. Like, I think a lot of women are just, you know, listening to this interview saying, you know what? They're glad to hear you say certain things that you're saying, because I don't know if they get that a lot. You are right. I'm the bad bitch seems to be the new shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody is on that. So I think this interview is great for them to hear the love, the beauty. You know what I'm saying? You're all beautiful, every shape and size. You're bad in your own right. So that's real dope, Tay. We're glad you came on and you expressed that side. Everybody needs a balance. Thank you.
Most definitely. And I look forward to bumping and see with City Lights in the K-Town, Texas.
I know that's right.
Stand up. But not,
man, what be going
definitely
on at City Lights, yo? City Lights sound like the shit.
It's the only shit. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's the only one that survives. Everything else come up in a couple weeks is gone. So, shoot, it is what it is. But they definitely just being from Killeen and been traveling for this past year, but they wanted me to personally tell you congratulations, good job. A lot of people claim to know you personally and all this other stuff, but I didn't get into all that. So I did do one overall shout-out from the city of Decay to you. And
she used to braid my hair back in the day. Tell us what's up.
Yeah, no, they all in my inbox this week. Yeah, you did. They had the real stories. They brought them out, you know, this week. And I was like, whoa, you know. Call in and let her know, you know. But
I had dudes telling me, hey, can you tell T to follow me on my Instagram, man? I'm like, man, I ain't telling T to follow you on your damn Instagram, bro.
It depends if you're funny or not. Sometimes I don't want to look at no crap all day. Just like, do what? What you be doing on your stuff?
Follow me on Instagram.
I'm just saying, what you be doing? And if you ain't, I ain't following you then.
I can't even lie to you, Tay. I don't be doing too much on that gram. I don't.
Well, there it is. I'm
too boring.
My cousins, if they boring. Are you kidding me? This ain't because I don't know you. If you boring, whether you family, friend, or fan, I will unfollow you. If you doing too much, I don't feel like looking at you and your butt all day, I will unfollow you. Exactly.
Yeah, especially doing too much. I'm good for that. Dude, quick unfollow.
I had my cousins call me, be like, you unfollow me? You ain't been on there in 2 weeks. Why am I following you?
Right, you taking up space.
Exactly.
Taking up Instagram space. Yeah, the cousin's gonna be like, I was the one that she gonna follow. She unfollowed me last week.
Yo, they take that serious though, straight up. Just like they asked.
They
what?
Do.
Hold on. You want to follow me? What? It's crazy.
You looking at my followers list?
And so you said, your upcoming appearance, what was that again, if you could let the people know where you'll be speaking at?
Oh, well, that hasn't been released yet, but, you know,
Okay.
I'm going to be in South Carolina this weekend, partying it up, so in Columbia. Y'all check my Twitter to see where and when. And I just got some couple of stuff going on, and, you know, I announce it accordingly to my Twitter.
Okay.
You know, holla.
Okay. Fair enough. We can't get all the scoop here on the cut, but I'm happy to get what we could, and we thank you so much for your time tonight. And shout out to all your fans, because I'm getting tweets and love now, so that's dope. Shout out, Team Tay.
Yay.
And just thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate you. And
no problem.
It's just amazing. So thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you.
All right. Peace out, y'all.
Alrighty.
Peace.
LaShanti Hecker Live on the cut tonight. Really, really sweet personality, fun spirit. So glad that she had an opportunity to stop by tonight. Dope. Golden, you okay? Your heart beating fast? She's good.
Man, you gotta love the down-to-earth pretty girls, man. You gotta love them, you know what I'm saying? She came through, dropped a lot of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Real cool girl, man. I just hope for her climb, you know what I'm saying? Just hope she keeps going up, up, up. They definitely need to hear what she has to say. So glad we had her on tonight.
Yeah.
I couldn't lie to her, though, man. I don't be going ham on Instagram. I really don't. You know, it's taken me, you know, a little while to even put a, you know what I'm saying? Just like really get into it, but I'm getting into it now. But yeah, I don't go that hard on that piece. I know some people that go extremely hard on
Instagram.
Every
meal is on
that post every 30 seconds.
Yeah, they do their thing on there. It's you know, Instagram is cool, I guess, but I guess I only take pictures when I have something. I don't know. I just don't really like taking pictures. That's just me. I've never liked taking pictures, so I never wanted to get an Instagram because I don't like taking pictures. I knew it was just about pictures. But, you know, I'm getting the hang of it, and I'm getting it. And, you know, Throwback Thursday goes heavy and strong on the IG with everybody. So they love Throwback Thursday.
TBT.
Yeah, so I'm learning, you know, the hashtag thing, Twitter, of course, but I'm learning the IG lingo, and I'm, you know, I'm getting with the program. I'm trying to, so. Well, definitely, again, shout out to LaShante Hecker for coming through and catch her on the game, and plenty, also the Twitter at Tay Hecker. I'm pretty sure all of you are following already and you're tuned in, so shout out to everybody that's listening and tuned in to The Cut. Don't forget, this is G14
yes,
Radio via Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So holla at Mr. Dupri, send him a tweet, show him some love, and check out the site, Global14.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with some news, and then we have our second guest for tonight, Essence, CEO and founder of Loyal Hair Entertainment. It's going down tonight on The Cut.
Let's go.
Yeah. Block, boy.
Work.
You know they say sharing is caring, baby. Show us how much you care about us. You need
work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work. Yeah.
Me dancing in that pussy. Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
That's what we do, nigga.
We
watching
them hoes.
You know,
kid and play.
From the first time that I met her, I knew that I was gon' sex her.
But will she let the crew hear?
I guarantee she gon' let her. See, baby girl, will go get her.
Girl.
And she know I'm getting that cheddar.
Uh-huh.
Plus, when it come to real niggas, ain't nobody here better.
Nah.
So I gonna do what I do best.
Yeah.
Since the whistle with you text,
yeah.
You fine as hell and you cute, yes.
Yeah.
But is you done with that group sex?
Yeah.
She say she got that deep throat and her juice box get too. And now I'm dancing in that pussy. Bitch, check out my two-step. You know the way that my crew rap.
Uh-huh.
We fuck a bitch and yo, who next?
Uh-huh.
So gonna bring your girl through. We share her like we share you. Don't care about your hairdo.
Nah.
Don't care about your makeup.
Nah.
Cause once you at my house party, all we do is straight fuck.
Uh-huh.
You won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
There's no girlfriends and no date stuff.
Nah.
And them double D's and them A cups. We take them all if they straight fuck. Won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
No girlfriend and no date stuff.
Nah.
And them double D's and them A cups. We take them all, they straight flush.
Yo, work. My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Yeah.
Work.
Hey. Pop me one of them hood hoes. Yeah, you know what I'm good for. I'm the bait, reel her in, then get her gone on that good smoke. She think I'm fly, she say I'm cute. I crack a smile, I say you too. We drinking, we smoking. Next thing you know, that booty loose. I threw the cakes back to the face, ran through that hoe. Shit, relay race. I'm Road Dug and that's Billy Guns. If you a freak, bitch, give me some. We turned up, we having fun. Broke niggas ain't having none. We turned up, having fun. Broke niggas ain't having none. Kick your heels two times, then you kid and play. Money get you any pussy, fuck what bitches say. I got a pocket full of guap, she got a Section 8. She be a fool not to let a nigga penetrate.
Work, work,
her booty fussed by Nerf. I give a dick till she squirt, I give a dick till she jerk. She give me head till I burst, then give my homie the same thing. It's an invite to them biz nights. Come try that block boy gang bang.
Work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Alrighty, welcome back to The Cut on Global 14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That was Kid and Play Backland and 100 Stacks. Shout out to them. Lots of features.
Tag actually team look. Them hoes.
Kid and Play.
Kid and Play.
So genius. Check out the interview that we did with 100 Stacks. Hopefully they have one coming soon with your boy Backland. We did that a couple of weeks back. And they also just landed, was it The Source or Double X? Well, which magazine?
XXL,
they just
Double XL.
XXL, okay. Double XL, they just got featured for the top, I want to say, 20. I need to get it together before I just mention, but
in the DMV.
They are.
Yeah, in the DMV.
Top 20 or top 25 list in the DMV of artists that you should be looking out for. So, and they're on the same label, so that's dope. As solo artists, and then coming together doing this track,
Kid and Play,
that's making so much noise.
The boys working. Shout out to 100 Stacks over there.
Super
working.
Overtime. Super overtime. And then, you know what, speaking of work, and I got to let everybody know, because, you know, you guys check in with us every Wednesday night. We like family. I started back to the day gig this week, so you already know I've been working.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I started
always
back with my
have
manager.
A gig, you heard?
And always, my manager. I've been getting the money, been doing my thing, but after the collision and taking the break and the rest and all of that, back with that on that manager tip. So boss during the day and then grinder and mother at night. So it's crazy. Wearing a couple of hats, but that's what we do. And also, I want to mention who's number one on the charts and who's not, because, you know, that's something that we do here on The Cut on Wednesday nights. We talk about the mixtapes and the Billboard numbers and all of that, and I definitely want to get a chance to get into that before our next guest comes on, Essence. So just to let you guys know, number one in the R&B hip-hop album, R&B and rap hip-hop album is actually still Justin Timberlake with the 2020 Experience. I'm not sure if anybody's really going to outdo this. I don't know how long he's going to be there, but he's been there for a minute. So Justin Timberlake is doing
his
thing.
It'll be some country, western, or some pop. Rap. I don't think nobody in rap going to outdo that shit. That album is crazy,
Justin is
and
killing
it's Justin
it right
Timberlake.
Now. Yeah,
he's murdering
he's
it.
Killing.
That mirror
he's
joint.
Killing.
That mirror yeah. joint is crazy.
Yeah, he's doing his thing for sure. Also on the Hot 100 is Pink. She's back. Just Give Me a Reason featuring Nate Ruth. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Radio and Pop Charts is Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. He's been sitting there for a nice time. And then, of course, Bruno Mars is dope. And then R&B Hip Hop Song and Rap Song, 28 weeks in a row. Who y'all think it is? Thrift Shop, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis still holding it down. Can you believe it? And not only that, 28 weeks, right, on R&B hip-hop charts and the rap charts. And then also they have number two. So it's like they already got their second single out. I forgot what the title of it was. It was called Can't Hold Us. They already have that second spot sold up. So they here to stay, you guys. At least for now. So get comfortable.
Nah, they working. Them boys working. They working. They be everywhere, man.
They're shopping Macklemore. The campaign is serious. The promotion is deadly. So the movement will be felt if you didn't feel it already. Anything on the mixtape side?
A few people dropped some joints, man. Actually, your boy Briscoe dropped a joint.
Yes,
everybody
Briscoe,
know my,
I've been
you know,
missing him.
Yeah, Briscoe.
I can't believe it.
He dropped a joint.
Yes.
OG Kush is the name of his joint. So anybody want to go get Briscoe's joint, you know, Opalaka Goon, go download that joint. Also, we have Larry Fisherman, a.k.a. Mac Miller, just dropped a joint called
He's
Showtime.
Dope.
So a lot of Mac Miller fans out there, you know they're going to definitely support him. He got a huge fan base. Shout out to Mac Miller doing his thing. Chief Keef, producer, Young Chop, you know what I'm saying? He dropped joints with, I guess, all the people he's producing for right now. So it's called Young Chop Presents the ATMG. If you like them Young Chop beats, you like them Chief Keef beats, you definitely want to check that out. That's Young Chop doing his thing, you know, putting his people on. No, we got Jay Mills. Shout out to Jay Mills, Harlem's own, YMCMB's own.
Right.
He just dropped a joint called Property of Power. potentness too that came out around the 420. You know, they like to smoke a lot of weed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he dropped that joint. So shout out Jay Mills, battle rapper extraordinaire back in the day. Now he's in the game doing his thing, writing for people. Just Jay Mills is working. Shout out to Jay Mills. Funkmaster Flex dropped a heavy joint that everybody's talking about. The title is Who You Mad At, Me or Yourself? So I guess Funkmaster Flex is trying to let people know, hey, I'm still out here doing my thing. You know, I heard Uncle Murder got a crazy joint on there where he talk about killing Suge Knight. So if you want to check that out, yeah, say so he can't wait to kill Suge. So, boys is going in. Boys is going in. He want to kill Suge, and he's not sugarcoating it. You know what I'm saying? So go check out Funkmaster Flex tape. I think Cameron and Wayne got a joint on there. There's a bunch of people on there. So probably your favorite artist is on that tape. Go check that joint out. Let's see who else we got. Everybody else, I could go on for days, you know, like you always say, somebody dropping a mixtape right now,
every two seconds.
I'm not going to go into everybody, yeah, you know, so those are the notable ones that you could check out, so go ahead and check that out, and, you know, always hit live mixtapes of that Piff to get your tape, so, you know, go check them out, see what you want, see what you like.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm definitely going to look into that, that Briscoe, because Briscoe go off. He goes, and I don't know if a lot of people remember, he was with Po' Boy Entertainment back in the day when the whole movement was crazy with the Plies and Lil Wayne and all of that, so definitely need to check Briscoe out.
Yeah, Po' Boy, Briscoe, Opa-locka Goon, and shout out Jazzy, you know, tweeting us heavy, you know what I'm saying, always listening into the show.
Yes,
man. Shout out Jazzy. Your tweets.
That's my long lost cousin, Jasmine. Shout out, man. And shout out to also Destiny and Cameron Lowe and CT. Everybody that's tweeting and retweeting and Crush as well.
Yes, CT, Cameron Lowe, Destiny. Everybody tuned in. That's what's up.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Appreciate everybody showing the love tonight. Again, Wednesday night. Next week, we're actually doing the live feedback review. So all of you artists that's been tweeting about your music, when are we going to do the song review? We're going to do the song review. We're doing that next Wednesday. So stay tuned. Tweet. Let everybody know about it. You will get a tweet from us so that way you don't miss it. Coming up next is something, someone that I really hope that you artists will listen to and be engaged with, because he is does head a international marketing and promotions company, and when you're talking about pushing the brand and getting your product out there, that's someone that you really, really might want to look to, as well as the other guests that we have on the show. So definitely stay tuned for that. He's coming up next on The Cut. Did you want to get into anything with some news? What do you want to do? It's you.
Well, you know what? Let's just say rest in peace to Trina's brother, who was gunned down out in the streets of Miami. You know what I'm saying? Passed away, and just send a shout out to Trina and her family. Prayers go out, you know what I'm saying? A lot of violence going on in these streets, and the bullet got no name on it, so you'll never know when it's going to be somebody close to you, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, for real. And since, you know what, on that note, let's take a quick break, come back with our special guest, Essence. I want to do a throwback, but this is really not no throwback because I play him weekly, daily, just about daily. And this is actually Tupac, and I want to play that Keep Your Head Up because I appreciate Miss LaShante Hecker coming on with the self-love and the beauty and just all of that. So we want to drop this Tupac joint, just a little throwback for you guys, but not really a classic track, Tupac, Keep Your Head Up. Come back with Essence, founder of Royal Hair Entertainment, G14 Ready to Cut.
Yep.
For my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
I say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You pop in if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry.
don't forget, girl, keep the hat. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since the man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the roof. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic dream. Now how about the mic and make it to the right screen? My buddy lost his whole family. He's trying to take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. By your lonesome, thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall to come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt it. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside, you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving this, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, and things will never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
Cool.
Back with Essence, CEO and founder of Royal Care Entertainment. What's good?
What up, what up? What up, what up?
So happy to have you on the line.
What's the deal, homie? What's good? I'm honored. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. It's really exciting. I was telling the audience earlier and Golden how when I was at the Southern Entertainment Awards, you were on the panel just speaking that truth, dropping them that knowledge. I said, hold up, he sounds like what we're dealing with. Let me see what he got going on. Let me give him a business card, right. Get his business card, and continue to further
that's
network. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that was fun. That was my first time in Nashville.
Wow, yeah. I went there like once or twice, but that was really my first time being out there as well. So thank you so much for taking the time out this Wednesday to speak with us. So I know you have the company Royal Hair Entertainment, but what I actually want to do is go backwards and see how you actually got involved in music to begin with, or that aspect. Is it just music that your company does the marketing promotion for?
Actually, I worked a little bit with other, you know, other products and other things. I've done some work with fashion. I work with 100X Energy Drink, which is an energy drink company based in the Bay Area.
Wow.
But the majority of it is music, but, you know, I am surrounded a lot by just urban culture, so anything from fashion to music, and I'm helping promote a couple movies and things like that too, but music is the main focus.
Okay, music is the main focus. Did you have a specific love for the art? Were you a rapper yourself, producer, anything in particular that lead you to want to focus mainly on the music portion?
Yeah, you know, I started out as an artist myself. You know, I still make music. I always will. I can't stop. But
okay.
I started, you know, writing my first song when I was 11.
Wow.
I remember rapping, you know, on the school bus, and I've been a fan since Crisscross. So actually, I got started when I was in like kindergarten. Whenever I would have to go to the bathroom, or you know, actually, I would ask to go to the bathroom just so I could turn my clothes around backwards, and I would come back in. And my teachers never knew why I did it. They told me one day, like, hey, you can't go to the bathroom anymore because all these kids started copying me. And I never told anyone why I did it.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
You know, that's how I got started. So, you know, making my own music. And I would sell CDs for a local record label in high school. There's a label about an hour away in Youngstown, Ohio, called Self Made Records. And they were like, yo, man, sell these CDs. And they would give me a cut. So I'd sell the CDs in my high school and started, you know, selling and making my own music in high school.
Wow.
And, you know, with that. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, and I hate to interrupt with that. Because,
no.
But I have to ask you, you sold CDs in high school. How easy was it for
yes.
you? Was the game oversaturated back then? Was it easy to sell
no.
and get the money?
It was extremely easy to sell. I remember there were only, at that time, like two other rappers in the school. And it's funny, this other kid put out his CD. His name at the time was Klepto. And he was like, yo, man, I'm putting my CD out tomorrow. And I was like, okay, cool. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, why don't I have a CD out? I have like 30 songs, so I didn't tell anybody. I recorded an introduction and an outro that night. I posted something online just saying, hey, I'm putting this CD out. And I burned 7 copies. I figured, you know, I'll sell maybe 2 or 3, was my guess. I sold all 7 of them that day. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know, I'll burn 20. That should last me the rest of the week. I sold all 20 the next day. Well, I'll burn 20 more. I sold all 20 the next day. And I kept selling out every day. I ended up selling, I sold about 200 in the high school.
Oh, my goodness, 200 CDs in high school. Can I ask what the, I'm not trying to get all in your business, but hey, this is back in the day. So how much were you selling CDs? And I got a point to this theory and this madness, but how much were your CDs going for, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind at all. It's funny because I kicked Klepto CDs for $3. And so I told myself I'll make it $1 cheaper than his.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
mm-hmm.
people would be like, man, Edson's selling his for $2. Why would I pay $3 for yours? That's the only reason I did it, because I knew people would buy mine instead of his.
Oh,
so I sold
goodness.
It for
oh,
sold it for
goodness.
For $2. It's easy because like everyone had like $2. You know what I mean? Like high school kids had money for, you know, the pop machines or whatever. Everyone had $2, so it was
no,
easy.
Everybody did. Yeah, it is easy, and I brought that up just to make a point of how, I mean, just for you to say, I'm assuming the school was mid-sized, it may not have been gigantic, it might have not been super small, but just to say there's two rappers in the school, there is now two rappers in each row, you know, and so it's just
oh,
like,
yeah.
wow.
There were
incredible.
So many afterwards, and it's funny how many people, when I put my CD out, were like, oh, hey, man, you know, I rap too, right? And they would, like, bring their rhyme books to me and stuff. And they'd be like, I grew up with you. I've known you since we were kids. Like, you never mentioned this till I put a CD out. And, you know, I was on the school news on a Freestyle Friday thing. And,
oh, wow.
You know, it was funny, but, like, secret rappers are just coming out the woodworks after I put the CD out.
And now I kind of wish they would be secret these days, but hey, and I'm not putting anybody down, but I'm just saying, gosh, my goodness, we have a new rapper every 10 seconds. So, back to that, you sold the CDs, got the CD Game Hustle, and then did the record company, working for them as well, and then kind of, I'll let you continue from there, how you kind of branched off into the marketing promotion side.
Sure, yeah, it's interesting, it was kind of a gradual thing, you know, so I continued to do music when I was in college, I went and I got my degree in audio engineering. You know, because I wanted to just kind of learn, I wanted to learn sound and how everything works. I never really wanted to be the head engineer anywhere, but I wanted to understand, you know, just audio and sound. And I got my minor in art. My minor is in art, studio art. So, you know, I'm still doing music. I'm doing shows. I'm hosting. I'm doing open mics. And I was eventually able to tour. I toured Asia a few times. I toured in Japan. I performed a couple times in the Philippines and in Bangkok, and we can discuss that a little later, but I booked all of those on my own.
Wow.
Yeah, I booked a lot of those on my own. And so, you know, I'm going around and I'm meeting people, and it was actually my freshman year of college. There was another guy who helped me. Big shout out to Bugsy, Culture 6. They were on rapmusic.com before them, and they were giving away a free CD. And I kept in touch with him since then, and I ended up eventually becoming like his virtual assistant. So this was back, you know, MySpace was big. He had me manage their MySpace page. And, you know, I'd respond to people, and eventually I was responding and in charge of, like, the company email account. He was like, yo, man, I trust you. Just answer the emails, and then if there's something important, forward it to me. And from that, I started transcribing interviews that he did for a magazine he was starting. And that's what kind of led me to the business side. You know, him giving me the chance to learn and make mistakes is what gave me, you know, a lot of my experience. And one day I'm sitting at home. I didn't have a job in the summer. Looking online, I was on MySpace, and DJ Vlad posted a bulletin like, hey, I need some help, ASAP.
Wow.
And he was making a documentary. I don't know if you've ever heard of Ghost Ride the Whip about the hyphy movement.
Yes, I
that's the one.
That.
And he said, hey, I need help. Oh, yeah, that was great. And that's what he was working on. He said, I need help transcribing interviews. Do you have any experience? And I was like, yeah, actually, I just did one for Culture 6. And he sent me a couple of interviews, and I knocked it out and sent it right back to him. And he sent me, I did one with Dwayne Wiggins, Tony, Be Legit, one or two other people, and sent them back, and ended up getting credit in the movie for a transcription.
Wow. So
yeah,
dope.
So that was dope, and that transitioned into me conducting my own interviews because, you know, I'd listened to enough of them to know what type of things to ask, and hearing a lot of these artists, you know, kind of just drop knowledge, that taught me kind of a different way to think, and now I'm on the business side, so I'm still an artist. I still want to make music, but these people are coming to me for help now. Like, hey, how do I get on this website? How do I do this? So now I'm kind of like in a position of power, so to speak.
Yes, yes, that's crazy. Wow, it never goes to show you kind of have to take that chance and get online and, you know, go for things. And that's really, there's not many people that can say that. Well, I haven't met many people that can say that. And, of course, EJ Rod is very well known and very well received by everybody. You know, we kind of look to his videos and things that he's done right now, the whole Charlemagne, you know, just a lot. So pretty, pretty dope. So then you got into the business side of things and then you branched off. And was it at that time that you said, I'm going to go ahead and do my own company? How soon did you go about doing that?
That was in 2008 is when I decided to do my own company. And the main reason that I wanted to do that was, you know, I was graduating school, and I was, okay, I'm going to have a degree in audio engineering. I do interviews. Because of my art background, I can do design work and things, too. And college is the perfect place. And so many people neglect it. So if anyone's listening, you're taking notes, this is the time. Colleges are the perfect way to do promotion and to get your music out, because not only do they have art students and graphic design students who can design your CD covers and your flyers, there are a lot of times they have video students who can shoot a video for you. You can get photo shoots done. You can have a writing student write your bio or your press releases. And some of these things you can get done for free, because these students mm-hmm. all need projects to turn in.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to spend any money, and you can essentially do whatever you want. And we were all talking, man, we should start a record label. You know, we have studio access all day. Our roommate's a video guy, so we can make music videos. You know, we can burn our own CDs. We can put them online by ourselves. Like, we can do whatever we want. It's all in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, shoot, I'm doing interviews so I can write bios and things for people. You know, I'm just going to start my own company. And my initial goal was to give artists, like, a press kit. I'll write your bio, design your cover, or record a four-song demo so that when you're done and you leave Royal Air, you'll have a press kit so you can at least look
right.
professional.
Exactly. And
that's just
kind of
how I started.
Mm-hmm. No, that's dope. I love the fact that you went to school for it, and it wasn't even, again, it just the knowledge and the taking the time to hone your crafts and just really understand the game and just different aspects. And that's one of the things, and definitely a reason why I wanted to have you on the show, because we try to teach that knowledge and that how it's something that, you know, you need. You really do, in order to really be effective in your movement. That game story doesn't happen all the time. So it doesn't happen. So we talk about that a lot. And so I want to pass the mic, if you will, to Golden, the other host, so he can further ask some questions regarding your company and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely checking it out. That's a lot of dope stuff you got going on there, man. First of all, I'd just like to say it's a pleasure having you on the show. Onyx told me that you was out in the SEA, you know what I'm saying, dropping that knowledge, man, and that's what we're all about, trying to help the young people, old people, whoever needs knowledge, whoever listens to us, you know, at least try to give them some education on the game and what they're trying to do. So, you know, when she told me about you, I started looking at some things and see you got a nice, clean blog, you know what I'm saying, your blog site. How often do you update that blog site for anybody out there that's trying to start a blog site and think it's easy? You got to put a lot of effort into that, especially to maintain it and make it grow. How much effort do you put in your blog site?
Essence.com, everyone, E-S-S-I-N-C-E, I update that every day, but I only update that one once a day. And the main reason for that one is interesting. There are a couple others I write for that I try to update, you know, multiple times in a day. But that one, really, it started out as me just wanting to post something that I liked. And I was kind of like, you know, I don't really care if someone else sees it. This is just a way for me to put up what I like. If someone finds it and wants to look at it, cool. So I'd post music I like, videos I like, whatever I wanted. And I noticed, like, people started, I don't know how they found it. I didn't really promote it much. And people started coming to it. I'm looking at numbers, and the numbers were jumping. And I was like, where the heck are these people coming from? I don't even really tell people about this, but I had fun. I had fun doing it. I like kind of discovering new music and just showcasing the culture. But I learned that, like, consistency is key. The times when a couple times I slacked a little bit and I missed a couple days and my numbers went down. But then I started consistently doing it every day and tagging things the right way, and numbers went up again.
Yep.
And, you know, that's one thing that I learned even fairly recently. When you're writing something on a website, the last few sentences that you write on the page are what gets picked up a lot by, like, the search engine optimization. So even just to, like, recap what you posted at the end, you know, if I posted a new Machine Gun Kelly video, you know, I just give a bunch of commentary, say whatever I think about it, and then at the end, check out new Machine Gun Kelly video, whatever. By restating it, that's more likely to show up in the search engines when people type those words in, those keywords.
Yeah, so artists, if you listen, and that's very important what he's telling you, basically, you know, those words turn into tags and the SEO, search engine optimization, that system picks that up. So whatever that's familiar with Machine Gun Kelly, when you start searching it, whatever you just posted will also get in that lane, that search engine, and it might come up, and that's how people discover your blog. So you definitely want to be thorough when you're writing about anything. And shout out to that Devin the Dude, Snoop Dogg, Three Stacks joint you posted, because them are all my joints right there. I love all, that joint was crazy. I love all those artists, man. So now, when people are doing this in this day and age, man, I pretty much consider, if you get yourself popular enough, I think bloggers are people that have basically their finger on the pulse of what's going on and is able to get it out there in a great way are basically the new A&Rs to me. Like, it doesn't sit well with the system that used to be in play. I understand that, but it just is what it is. It just is what it is. So how do you feel about knowing that if you put your mind to it, sit down and want to get something to the masses, that you're able to that you're able to do? How do you feel like, okay, you know what, I'm going to take a certain amount of things and drive it home to gain a fan base? Do you think you can gain a fan base? Let's say we give you 6 months. How many people do you think you could get looking at a certain project in 6 months?
That's a good question. I think I can get, me personally, if I'm just using like Essence.com, I can do pretty well. Lately, you know, it's not like a gigantic site, but it's getting maybe 14,000-15,000 a month.
Right.
You know, hits a month. So I think if I made that like a sticky post and I made sure I tweeted it, you know, I have a relatively large online network. So I think if I really reached out, you know, I could definitely get it into at least in front of a lot of people or the right people. You know, obviously there's more work that needs to be done. So not like me posting it isn't going to get you, you know, a multi-million dollar deal or anything like that. But I think that I post it and the fact that some people are coming to the site, I think that will definitely help.
Well, you know, the reason I asked the question is because we on the show, we try to get the audience to understand the small win over the big super status win. You know, and everybody don't flood Essence talking about, hey, can you help me out, this and that. It's not about that. There's probably someone right under your nose in your local area that's doing the same thing. And the reason, you know, I wanted him to say what he said is because these are the people you need to be trying to get at. Instead of trying to spam your music to all these superstars out here that not going to say a damn word to you over the internet, you might hear some people getting discovered, but that's like very few. Start looking for the guys like Essence, because these guys can get you a groundswell. And of course, like he said, you didn't have to build on that platform. But there's guys out here that are doing, and it's working, and it's working for a lot of people. Grassroots, organic campaigns. So start looking into your local blog. See who has a nice website going on, and start interacting with them. So I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that session, because I think that's very important for them to know.
Oh, yeah, and that helps even more. If I'm going to Google your name or search for your name, the more things that pop up, the better. You know, I would rather be, if I have a new song on 500 different smaller sites than 5 big ones, and that's it.
Right.
You know, that's more beneficial. Like, man, this guy's everywhere. You know, I love Two Dope Boys. I met Mecca, one of my clients, Iron Solomon. Mecca from Two Dope Boys DJ'd his listening party in New York a year ago. I love Two Dope Boys, but they post multiple times a day. Like, they have a lot of posts, and so just getting on that site, as great as it is and as beneficial as it is and as great as their name is, that's not enough. So these local sites, the smaller sites, you know, whatever. If someone's going to give you love and likes your stuff, that should be awesome. You should support that and send that link to your fan. It doesn't matter how small the site is. The fact that someone likes it enough to share it with their network, you know, comment on it. That's one thing people don't do enough. When you post their music, the artists that don't comment on it or post the link, they just think that's it. Okay, cool, it's on the internet. Okay, on to the next person. It's like, no, that's how you build the relationship with these people.
Right,
you know, you
exactly,
tweet, hey, you know,
exactly.
Write a comment on it. All of these blogs have a space to comment, so just write even just a quick thank you. Hey, thanks for posting this, or get a couple of your fans. Oh, yo, I love this song. Thanks, like, thanks for posting this or something. That helps everybody out. Then they're more likely to post you. So if they do, that site does blow up, they're going to remember you and they'll support you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Onyx and I always tell, you know, the people that want us to play their music on the show to interact with us, get to know us, you know what I'm saying? Hit
right.
us up, they'll hit you back. You know, it's just be social before you start networking. That's social networking,
right.
You know. And you're exactly right. The comments are very important. And with you saying that, I would like to talk about the saturation. Now let's get into the
mm-hmm.
world stars. I would like to know how you feel about a worldstarhiphop.com or, you know, Two Dope Boys, Not Right. They seem to be a lot more organic. World Star seems to be just like,
mm-hmm.
give me anything you pay, we'll put it up. How do you feel about
right.
worldstarhiphop.com?
It's funny. I feel like, how do I say this? I feel like a lot of people who hate on World Star Hip Hop or who don't like it, if they had the chance to create a site like that, they would in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know
in
what I mean?
Heartbeat.
Like, I wish people were giving me $750 to post a video on my site. You know what I mean? They're, like, knocking down doors trying to give me money to go on their site to get fake views. Like, you know, I wish people would do that. I don't take money for posts for any of the sites for everyone out there. I don't do that. I think that hurts my reputation, and I think that hurts ultimately the artist's brand. You know, but I feel like it's part of a bigger problem, and that's people assuming that internet fame equals success. You know,
right.
view numbers on WorldStar aren't real. And I noticed
not
that won't name names, but I did an interview with a bigger named artist, I won't say who it is, and his PR mm-hmm. firm sent me a video link, and it had some really big cameos on it. I said, yo, it got like a million hits in like the first 24 hours, or like 1,600,000 or something crazy. And I was like, wow. You know, that's a lot. It's got a lot of big cameos in it. And I was like, wow, I wonder what it's like
YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah, I was like, the YouTube's got
to
be like 30 million. If it's this many on WorldStar and YouTube had 30,000. I was like, wait,
it's,
you're telling me WorldStarHipHop.com is more popular than YouTube? Like, get out of here. And this was like a year and a half ago. Before WorldStar was
recent,
even that big.
Man.
You know,
it's
it was still
recent,
that
man.
Small. So
I hope people are listening because I actually called them about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to post something on WorldStar. And, you know, anything, I don't look at anything popular on WorldStar when I'm thinking about putting something up there. I go to everything that says unsigned artist, I go there
mm-hmm.
because it's usually going to be a YouTube box in the right-hand corner of their video on WorldStar.
Right.
So if you see the number on WorldStar, then you click that YouTube box to bring it to YouTube, and their shit is like less than half of that,
right.
then you know that it's something's
right.
going on. But like you said, the business plan was awesome. Everything was great, but I'm glad that there's guys out there. Like, there's certain guys that have great blogs that don't take any money. They either find out about your music, they like it, they start posting and following you and reaching out to you. Then there's certain people
right.
that, you know, hey, people are giving us money, we got to get paid, and we'll post up anything.
Right.
So I just wish that WorldStar is needed. I say WorldStar is needed, but
mm-hmm.
the balance has to be there. So educate yourself on other blogs
other than Worldstar, if you're out there listening. Educate yourself on Essence Blog. Educate yourself on Two Dope Boys, Not Right, Karen Civil, you know, whoever else is down out there, you know, being tastemakers and kind of balancing out the culture. But I just wanted your view on that, and it was pretty much consistent what I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. So, I think there's something that you can take from Worldstar if you really pay attention and study for any artist. One thing, everyone wants to create a viral video. You know, and just labeling your video viral video is not going to make a viral video. If it were that easy, everyone would have one. You know what I mean? I wish it was that easy.
Right.
But if you notice the
right.
things
no,
that go viral, like legitimately and generic, or like realistically, really go viral in YouTube or any of these videos, everything is emotion-based. There's some type of emotion attached to it. Because remember, viral video, it's like a virus. It spreads. You want to share something. So the emotion has to be something funny. It has to scare you. It has to shock you. Something like that. If you're trying to create a real viral campaign, a real viral video, you need to think about that. Think of some of the videos on Worldstar, which I don't really go on it, but I'd be lying if I said I never did and watched a couple things.
Right.
You know, the videos of someone doing something stupid, the video of someone passing out or fighting or something, you know, this, from here in Cleveland, you know, the Cleveland bus driver video, that was all over the place.
Right.
So if you study the videos that actually go viral and the videos that are legitimately popular on that site and not the ones with just fake numbers, you can look past it and see that there's something in the video that makes people want to share it. So think of how you
That's
present
dope.
Yourself and how, you know, your video is. Think of something, if you go out to eat, if you and I went out to dinner and you ate something and it was just awful and you're like, bro, this is terrible, this is the worst thing I ever ate, I'm going to throw up, try this. People want to share experiences. Yo, this movie was terrifying.
Look at that.
Have you seen it?
Taste.
Right.
Look at
right.
that cinnamon taste shit, man. Like, that shit is going crazy. People putting dry cinnamon in their mouth because people want to experience while other people are coughing and are seeing if they can down
yep.
it without coughing. And that shit is becoming a worldwide craze. This shit could kill you, and people are still doing it.
Yep. So if you can understand just that small
right.
principle, if you understand that principle, when you're creating or when you're presenting your own things, that's really going to help you as far as getting people to want to share it. And that's something that I think Worldstar does do well. Some of the videos that they select, they don't charge for everything. Some videos need to have a certain view count on YouTube before they'll take it, and sometimes they won't charge you for it. And there's certain videos, something stupid. Those are the ones that they select, and those are the ones that get shared, and there's a reason for that. And if you understand that concept, I think that's really beneficial to people.
That's awesome insight, man, and I'm glad that you definitely told the audience that. Again, you can't go viral just by saying you want to go viral. There has to be something
right.
involved with your video that does evoke emotion and purpose, and that is very well said. And one last thing I want to ask you before we get into what you got going on and have you give out your network so people can reach you. Any other music besides hip-hop that you look to promote and market? Do you take all kinds, or are you just basically concentrating on the hip-hop realm?
Majority hip-hop, but I've been expanding into, you know, pop music and R&B. I have some connections in EDM, some good friends of mine who are doing some pretty cool things. But generally,
nice.
the urban genre, and, like, recently within this last year, really understanding what urban means. People, the connotation of urban is rap. To me, that's what it was, rap and R&B. Urban includes techno, it's house, it's trap, it's dubstep. These are all urban genres because they come from the inner city. It's not just,
mm-hmm.
you know, rap music. So a lot of this, I would love to work with pop singers, with R&B singers, you know, I'd love to work more with them. I work with a few singers and a few, like, hip-hop R&B groups, but I would love to expand more into the pop realm.
That's dope. That's dope. So anybody listening that does any, you know, pop music, things of that nature, you know, always check around for, you know, guys like Essence and, you know, like I said, there could be an Essence in your local area, but I just wanted to know that where you are, you know, open to other genres, because we get a lot of people. We have a young girl that does R&B, you know, we get listeners that do pop. We even had a guy send in some, I think, reggaeton music one time, he was listening on the show, so we get a variety. But let's bring Onyx back on and, you know, kind of let you tell everybody what you have going on so we can look out for it, support it, and then give your networks out so if anybody wants to reach you or follow your blogs, they know where to reach you.
Cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, definitely Essence, now that we have you on the show and I've had time to actually settle down from all of the flying and back and forth and craziness to SBAs, it's been crazy. I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you also for your services. So, again, everyone that's tuned in tonight, you do want to, these are the type of people, the ones that come referred, the ones that actually touch down to different panels, who aren't afraid to travel, who aren't afraid to get their name out, because now you've brought attention to, now we've been introduced to everyone that you have on your blogs. So it's just, you know, the more that you travel and put your brand out there, the better it is for those that are working with your brand and want to be, not with your brand, but with your company and want to be featured on the site and all the things that you have going on. So you do have a tremendous following, come with a wealth of knowledge, and I just thank you for taking the time out to come speak with us tonight about it. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I guess, definitely go ahead and give out your information and how people can reach you and get with you so they can further promote their projects.
Sure, yeah, you know, for that, I really, really appreciate, first, Onyx just, you know, coming up and speaking with me after the couple panels I was on in Nashville to SCAs. And I really appreciate, you know, you asking me to be, you know, a guest on your show. You know, I'm honored. Anyone who wants to get a hold of me, it's Essence, Essence. Twitter is Essence. YouTube is Essence. Facebook and Instagram are It's Essence. It's ITS Essence. Essence.com. I try to keep consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Essence is everything. And I'm working on a few things that I'm pretty excited about. Promoting and doing a couple shows. I'll be in Memphis May 16th. Doing a showcase. I'm working with a company called Artist Auditions, and we're working with the PTE, SOD Money Gang, and Shade 45, and we're giving away promotion packets on Shade 45, and Click Vodka is sponsoring, and so we'll be giving free vodka all night.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's May
16th.
I'll be
I'm going to be checking that out. That's dope.
I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, yeah, shout out Shade 45, man. Shade 45. They just played my artist's song on Shade 45 last week and again this week, man. So shout out Shade 45, everybody up there doing their thing. That's hot, man, Shade 45. I'm definitely listening out for that.
Yeah, Shade 45 and the two big projects that I'm working on, besides some new music that will be coming out when I feel the time is right. Mm-hmm. But I'm finishing a book called Do You Have Any Advice?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there are a lot of books. I've read every business book I could find, every music book I could find, and they're great. But I felt like a lot of them didn't tell you what to do with the knowledge. I understand more how publishing deals work. I understand how things work, but they don't tell you how to do things. Okay, I know how the business works, but what do I do with this knowledge? How do I write an email properly to someone?
Mm-hmm.
How do I tag a file properly? You know, how do I do this? And there's nothing. And, you know, I've had enough successes and failures from firsthand experience to tell things. And I gave out a free chapter on doyouhaveanyadvice.com, and it's on how to operate in the music business with a minimum wage budget. So trust me, I had a lot of experience with that. Just saving, putting aside 10% of my part-time paycheck at Burlington Coat Factory and still putting together shows and battles in St. Louis. Oh, yeah, Burlington. I worked in the baby department for like 3 years.
Shout out Burlington.
Exactly. You got to love that day gig. You got to love the day gig.
Found some nice shit in Burlington, man. I still go get my... Shout out Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I spent a lot of time there, and so just something as simple as, like, literally setting aside 10% of my paycheck every week.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I was able to buy flyers, and I put together a battle in St. Louis, and we got Averb to host it, you know, battle legend Averb from St. Louis, you know. So things like that, with just being able to set aside 10%, and this chapter kind of breaks down more on just some things you can do without much money that will at least help you look more professional. So I'm finishing that book. It's called Do You Have Any Advice? DoYouHaveAnyAdvice.com. And the big one that I'm really, really excited about is I'm hosting a new music video show.
Wow. Wow.
Nice.
I saw that on Twitter, and I was hoping that you would mention that.
Yeah, it's debuting next week. The trailer's online. But the show's debuting next week on the new network called Block Stars, and the show is called The Essence of Hip Hop.
Nice. Very dope, very dope.
Nice.
We'll be checking that out for sure.
That, man. Hell,
yeah.
And shout out to Averb and Iron Solomon and
You
know, Beasley and Smack are good friends of mine, man, the whole URL team. They were actually on the show. We had them on the show. And shout out the whole battle culture movement, man. I was there when Beasley and Smack when they started it in the office. I was sitting right there, like when they were talking about doing it. So just to see it expand like that, I'm so proud of those cats, man. And you know, I know Iron Solomon's client, but he gonna need a big battle after what Mook did to him, man.
His music is so much better than anything. I stand behind Solomon for anything. His music just shits on anything Mook does, so I'm okay with that. You know, Jordan got the ball stolen from him before. You know, respect to Mook. You know, I think he's a talented guy. But Iron Solomon, his music is incredible. You know, I was his tour manager on the West Coast too, all the way up from Reno up into Vancouver. So I really got time to know him and hear a lot of his music and see him perform and see the way the fans interact. So that kid, you know, come back, Solomon. We need some more stuff from you, man.
Yeah, Solomon is super dope, man. Shout out to Solomon, man. He's a, like you said, excellent writer, creative dude too, man. His music is dope, so shout out, man, definitely.
Right. So, yeah, you know, Essence, if you just trying to get a hold of me, I'm on all the social media sites, and Essince, ask me any questions, send me emails, tweet me, whatever. I'll get back to you.
No doubt. I mean, that's super dope. And a lot of projects coming up. I'm excited about the book and the new show. And I do see I skimmed the timeline. Yeah, I skimmed it. I'm going to go check out the sneak peek. So definitely we want to have you back and get a let us know when the book drops. We're going to keep in touch and further build and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
But definitely want to hopefully give a copy away to somebody on this show because
they
need
it. Oh,
yeah,
that would be great.
I'd love to. I'll definitely purchase, but this is what the show is based upon, is just that knowledge and just doing something different, you know, so that's right up our alley and right on time. So we looking forward to it, for sure.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking your time out to bring me on the show again. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We helped you on a Wednesday evening. And I know I kept hitting you, hey, this Wednesday, next Wednesday, I was trying to push Essence up. But it was
good
for tonight. And not because we had other guests, but it was just like I felt like it was, you know, whatever the guest, I was like, he would be a great fit. But tonight was perfect, and it couldn't have been even better because they are listening and they are tweeting and retweeting. And so thank you so much for the knowledge and the resources. Thank you so much, and shout out to you.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, man. Excellent. Awesome having you.
Thanks, y'all. Definitely, you know, get at me, everyone, and, you know, God bless y'all. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Peace.
It's so funny because it's like, it's kind of like you don't want to let them go. You're like, thank you, but don't go. Stay with us. Hang with us. I'll sit that with Tay, too. Like, you were left breathless, and then tonight I'm just like, well, you don't have to go, but... But no, thank you for everybody that's listening tonight. We really appreciate you guys tuning in, checking in with us, being loyal, being the great audience that you are. We wish you guys would call in more, but it's all good. You're tweeting, and that's enough, right? At least the tweet.
Nah, they got to start calling in, man. We need to hear some voices, man.
Okay, Golden said
that. It ain't all good, man. We need to hear some voices, man. Y'all need to start calling in.
Okay, go ahead and set your game up, so that's what you got to do, I guess. But, no, seriously, thank you guys. We really appreciate you. And I think that's it for tonight. It's pretty much a wrap. Shout-out again to LaShante Heffern,
mm-hmm.
BET, The Game, for coming through. Video Vixen, now comedic actress, so look forward to all of her projects coming up. Shout-out to Essence, Royal Hair Entertainment, International promotional company. Definitely want to check them out. Marketing as well. You heard just a couple of jewels that he dropped on the show. So definitely, if you want to know more about his company, services, and things that he offers, hit him up. They do bios. Like he said, they offer a couple of things. So definitely go by and check out his website. They're also both on at Global 14, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, which is this station is via that brand and company. So you guys got to go over there and show them love, too. So lots of homework. You got your notes. Self-love, marketing and branding, global14.com.
Self-love.
That's right. That's right. I have nothing further. I really don't have anything further, Golden. How about you?
Man, it's been a great show. I don't have anything either, man. You know, you got LaShante giving you excellent, you know, advice, inspirational advice, letting you know her trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
You got Essence letting you know, you listen, man, I was putting aside 10% of my brother's co-factory check. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
this is something that, you know, people do on their way to the top, man. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's always a story, and there's always knowledge you can gain from somebody else's story. So, yo, just thank to everybody
mm-hmm.
for listening and rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? And then
mm-hmm.
we're going to keep it moving every Wednesday. You know how we do at The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE, at Onyx254 on Twitter.
I'm
you know?
Sleeping. I forgot
we,
about the network, homie.
Oh, nah, you're good, man. I mean,
they should know
by now, and spread the word, man. We're gonna be here every Wednesday, and you know we're giving a lot more than a lot of interviewers do, man. There's be people on here dropping some extreme knowledge. If you didn't hear what he said about blogging and tags and
mm-hmm.
you know, different things like that, and the reason why, you know, I was asking him those specific questions is because there is some local guy in your area that you need to go talk to
mm-hmm.
that has about 10,000 people checking out his website
mm-hmm.
a month. So just imagine if he starts to fuck with you in whatever you do. I don't care if
mm-hmm.
it's fashion, I don't care what. Go seek out the people that's just starting.
Exactly.
Don't always try to get to the superstar or the top person first.
Exactly.
10,000, that's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm,
start
mm-hmm.
somewhere. You heard? Make sure you get
no
a
doubt.
Win. Just get a win somewhere.
Mhm. That's serious, Biz. And I know we was going to bid our goodbyes, but I just have to chime in and say, you know, that is, I don't know how many times we try to, well, not try to, but we, you know, tell them about the colleges. And that was one thing that Essence also mentioned about colleges. How often do we say the college is your market? Get with the college DJs. Do this with the colleges. And he even took it so further as to talk about the video projects. And it rings so much truth, because the other week there is a guy that had just enrolled in Austin, audio engineering school in Austin, Texas. And he was like, hey, anybody, I have to actually for my project, I have to mix and master. So if you guys need free studio time, like what? And the thing about it that's so crazy is he actually is a great engineer, but I guess suppose now he wants to actually go and do the actual degree and, you know, whatever else level you can take it to, I suppose. I'm sure that you can always learn more and do more in advance. And so he's doing that now, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so jealous. Like, I wish I could be there getting that free studio time. Like, I actually have a relationship with him. Maybe I could get a hookup, you know, like, squeeze me in
at a time when you're not open.
So.
You can. He's got Full Sail out here. We got Full Sail out here, which is the largest school in the country, period. Mm-hmm. Like, Full Sail is huge. And usually when you know somebody that is doing projects in there, they can get you in the studio. Like, I know local guys that go to Full Sail all the time from a student, but there's procedures you have to go to. They have to put you down on the list and know what you're doing with their project, because eventually it becomes something that they have to show their instructors or what have you. But there is ways to work that system to your advantage. So anybody with any music schools around the area, you need to check that out. Go meet one of the students and get in there on that good equipment, because they got that state-of-the-art shit in them schools for real.
And then Bill, you know, definitely don't just attack, but it's all about, you know, we encourage, and I love when he said build relationships, because that's what we definitely encourage here on the show. Indeed. Network and build with folk. Don't just spam us to death. Don't do too much. Like, come in, chill, you know, peep the scene, speak, be cordial, be respectful. Just like, come on now. So just a little of the basic tools. And then also, remember yesterday, I just told you yesterday, I said that I had started that other savings account for stuff. Remember I told you that? And I said I had a certain percentage going to the savings. See? Just so y'all know. So as we just talked about the 10%, I was just telling Golden yesterday that I had set aside something, you know, I always set it aside, but now I really, like, I'm not even touching it. I'm putting it away, not touching it, and to give up for things that I'm trying to do. So shout out to Essence, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, what he's saying, what we're saying is that what he's saying is definitely valid and truth, and you should definitely follow him and look at what he's got going on. Don't forget about the book project coming up. Do you need advice? I believe is what it's called. Do you need advice? Let me go back and check that title.
Do you have any advice?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the title alone is catching, and again, coming from someone who does marketing, who would know best. So thank you guys for tuning in with us. Global14.com. Shout out. Next Wednesday, Music Vibe Review. Artists, we will be tweeting you to let you know that if your music is going to be played and then later put into rotation. That's how we do it. On the cut. I'm done.
Yes, indeed. We out. Ghost gone.
Come on, racks on racks, take my memo. protect my logo. Pre-band, pre-band, that's what I stand for. Bands on bands. You want them Giuseppes, you want them designer boots. Benjamin Franklin, that's what I do to you.
When you got the game on hand, you taking that away. Brown shoes, black color hair. Stay popping them hands. You get low by the hand. Bring me off, I ain't even got a hand. But I can't keep up with you. You bought them the shoes, they bought them the shoes. You bought kicks and not the cool. Oh, so crazy. Hey, hey, some catch them on ya. Damn, you're contagious. Can I be your Apollonia? Hey, boy, you got class. You broke for get out of bed.